Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Three rounds in the books at the Open Championship at Royal Troon in Scotland. And a surprise at the top of the leaderboard, Billy Horschel at 4 under par, 2 under on his round today, a very difficult day. Thriston Lawrence at -3, Sam Burns -3, Russell Henley -3, Xander Schauffele won the PGA Championship at -3, Justin Rose, former major champion, former Olympic champion, -3. Daniel Brown, Englishman, -3. World number one, Scottie Scheffler at -2. Shane Lowry, a tough day today. 6 over par in his round. He finishes at -1. And then at even, Adam Scott, Justin Thomas, and Matthew Jordan, another Englishman. So a very crowded leaderboard heading into the final round. Tomorrow morning, our time, at the Open Championship. Meanwhile, the 3M Open comes to the TPC, the Twin Cities, the annual PGA Tour stop. And joining us on the line is Mike Welch, Tournament Director. Mike, good to visit with you on this Saturday.
Hi, Steve. Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Mike, you've got to be excited to see that leaderboard at the Open Championship because a number of those players are scheduled to tee it up on Thursday in Blaine.
Yeah, we're obviously watching with keen interest today, Steve. And yeah, you're right. Three of the top five will be here next week, Monday or Tuesday, depending on if we have a winner out of those. So we're excited. It was great theater today. Obviously, from our perspective, we hope the weather's a little bit different next week, and it looks to be just fine. But yeah, I've had many of those Shane Lowry type of days out in the golf course today. That was not fun for him, but what makes the Open Championship so great?
Yeah, it was a rainy day today at Royal Troon, and then the winds kicked up late in the round and really kind of brought the leaders back. It looked like Lowry was going to run away with it early in his round. He got to -8, finishes at -1 for the tournament. So a lot of fireworks tomorrow morning, and then the big lead up to next week. Let's start number one with the golf course. We've had a lot of rain. Things have dried out lately. I can imagine the TPC of the Twin Cities is in outstanding shape for this event next week.
It is. It was just out the golf course early this morning, driving around, sitting out in the 18th hole right now, kind of looking at it, and it is. It looks absolutely pristine. What I can tell you is that the rough is extremely high because, to your point, Steve, it's been so wet this spring and early summer. At the same time, you know, I think which is 4 days in a row with no rain, that it's starting to dry out, and so the fairways and the greens are getting firm and fast. And so you put firm and fast greens and fairways along with pretty thick and heavy rough, and I fully expect to not see any Lee Hodges
24 under type of scores this year. I think it's going to fall in line more with what it's been the last few years, where it's, you know, high teens, 17, 18 under, something like that, Steve, because this golf course, I believe, if the weather holds like it says it's going to, is going to play pretty firm and fast next week.
And there are so many holes on the golf course, and changes have been made to the TPC of the Twin Cities over the year. The most noticeable are the changes made to 18. And what a great finishing hole this has become. The risk, the reward. 18 is fraught with peril.
We have a lot of fun on hole 18, Steve. Yeah. You know, last year we added the Stilly Party Deck over on Golfers Right on hole 18 that gives, you know, about 450 fans a really unique perspective of that hole. You know, the pros tee up from 596 yards, and depending on which way the wind is blowing, you know, water comes into play on every single one of their shots. And, you know, last year we started this water ball wall. If you go to a baseball game, you see fans hang K's on the side of the railing every time there's a strikeout. What we started to do last year is we hang W's on the water ball wall every time a ball goes into the water. And so last year, we had 88 W's up on the water ball wall, Steve, because we had 88 balls in the water on hole 18. In fact, we have the most balls in the water on any of the 46 tournaments on the PGA Tour schedule. Last year, we were at 305 all in of the four rounds, and 18 is the pinnacle and the culmination of that treacherous 13-hole stretch where there's water, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it again this year.
We mentioned there are contenders at the Open that are scheduled to make it to the 3M Open next week at the TPC of the Twin Cities. Let's talk a little bit about the field. You mentioned defending champ Lee Hodges. There are very familiar names, and there's some terrific up-and-coming young players in the field as well.
Yeah, if you look at the top 70 official world golf rankings, we're going to have over a third of that top 70 in our field, and that's the best it's been in 6 years, Steve. So we're excited about just, you know, the top golfers in the world. And again, you know, as you know, we fall in between the Open Championship and then this year, the Olympics. So we don't even have a shot at guys like Scottie Scheffler or Xander Schauffele or Colin Morikawa because they're all staying overseas. But to your point, we've always been known, if you remember back in 2019, our three of our six sponsor exemptions were Matthew Wolf, Colin Morikawa, and Victor Hovland. We've always been a tournament, Steve, that looks at the up-and-comers. And so this year, we're super excited to have Neil Shipley and Luke Clanton, who have both were low amateurs at the U.S. Open and Masters, respectively. Luke Clanton has finished T2 and T10 in his last two professional tournaments. We have Michael Fjordbjornsson, who finished T2 at the John Deere Classic. We have local U of M golfer Ben Warrion, who we've given a sponsor exemption to. And then you think about last year's U.S. amateur champion, Nick Dunlap, who, you know, was an amazing story last year, turned pro this year right after he won the Amex as an amateur. He's in our field. And so we have a great mix of the top 70 in the world, and then we have what we think is going to be the next top 70 in the world and probably coming up here pretty quick.
And joining us right now here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Mike Welch, Tournament Director of the 3M Open. And tournament play starts on Thursday, but there's a lot of other events leading up to it. I think sometimes the practice rounds and some of the other events leading up to the start of the tournament are just as much fun as the tournament itself, because you can get up close. For instance, spending time on the practice tee is very interesting to watch these guys get ready for an event.
Well, we've always said this, you know, we have 6.5 miles of front row seats. You know, that's how long our golf course is, and you can get right up to the ropes. And to your point, on Tuesday and Wednesday, the practice rounds Tuesday, Wednesday, RSU's Championship Pro-Am Day, those guys interact with the fans. If you remember last year when Justin Thomas was here, he brought an 11-year-old kid who's a member here at TPC onto the 17th hole to hit his tee shot, and little Tommy stuck it 13 feet away from the pin. And that's just awesome stories, and that happens throughout the course on those Tuesday and Wednesdays. And, you know, I do believe that today's athletes are becoming more and more aware that, you know, they have to interact with these fans on their non-competition days. And it is just an awesome sight to see on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you're thinking about coming out Tuesday, Wednesday to the practice round or to the Pro-Am Day, those are awesome days to really engage with our 156 players.
And Mike, ticket opportunities? I know there are a number of ticket packages, et cetera. What is available at this point in time if people want to come out, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, or for the start of tournament play on Thursday through Sunday? How do people get involved? How do they get on the grounds?
Yeah, you just go to 3mopen.com/tickets. You go to 3mopen.com. We have a buy tickets button. You can come out on Tuesday or Wednesday for $25. And remember that kids 15 and under are free courtesy of Cub. And so, again, if you're a family of six like me, you know, and all your kiddos are under 15, you're paying for two adult tickets and you get four tickets for free for your kids. And so that's just really unique in today's sports. And so we want to make sure that we're family friendly. And then if you're an event seeker, on Saturday of 3M Open Week, we are going to have our concert, the post-play party, presented by Post-it. Chris Lane, country music star, will be here. He's going to start playing up on the hill, overlooking 13, 14, and 18, about an hour after round three ends. So, again, for under $100, you can see golf all day Saturday. Come enjoy a 75-minute country music concert, which looks to be going to be a beautiful Minnesota summer evening. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday in your Minnesota summer.
And if people have never been out to the TPC of the Twin Cities, this golf course was designed to make sure that spectators had terrific views of the action. I think that's the genius of a lot of these TPC clubs that, mm-hmm. that maybe folks see on television. But if you've been out to Blaine, there are so many great vantage points in every hole where you can see the players, see the shots.
Well, number one, it's an easy course to walk, and that's really important for fans, and so that is great. And then, you know, you think about shade, right? Because if you are here for the entire day, we have our Northwoods area overlooking hole 18, which is just this grove of beautiful trees, all of our food and beverages down there. Then you go to hole 14 and 15 and 16, great shade there as well. But to your point, a lot of our holes are sort of amphitheater style. The fairways are sunk into raised rough area, raised sides where the rope and stake are. And so it does allow for just natural amphitheater type seating. And it's wonderful. The front nine is all on one side of the course. The back nine is all on the other side of the course. So you can pick and choose. And it's an astute point, Steve. This is a great golf watching golf course.
And finally, people are always concerned about parking. Never had an issue in all my years going out to the TPC of the Twin Cities, whether it was to see the seniors once upon a time, now the regular PGA Tour and the 3M Open. I think the parking, the transportation to get on the grounds is top-notch.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that because we're really proud of it. You park at National Sports Center. It's a $10 fee to park. You get on a nice coach bus, and you make the three-quarters of a mile trip to the front entrance of the 3M Open, which once you're there is where the pro shop is located, fan shop, and then Fan Village and Northwoods, which I mentioned earlier, are about, you know, a driver and a pitching wedge length away from the front entrance of the 3M Open. And so, again, not only is it an easily walkable course, but our main attractions are all within, you know, 500, 600 yards of the main gate. And that is, again, is very, very unique in the PGA Tour world. And so, again, we're very family friendly. We're friendly if you maybe have a disability and you don't want to walk a long ways. And so we're just excited for Minnesota to come out and show out here next week.
All right, Mike Welch, Tournament Director, joining us once again. Mike, the website, tickets, all the information, once again, 3mopen.com, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Mike, always great to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yep, likewise, Steve. Thanks for the support. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Mike Welch, Tournament Director, 3M Open next week, TPC of the Twin Cities, one of the great annual sporting events in these parts. And PGA Tour used to have a slogan, these guys are good. If you've ever played the game, you know how hard it is. It's just absolutely incredible. I still, when majors have come to town or the 3M Open and you go to the practice tee, And watch these guys prepare. You get a feel for how good they are.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Three rounds in the books at the Open Championship at Royal Troon in Scotland. And a surprise at the top of the leaderboard, Billy Horschel at 4 under par. 2 under on his round today, a very difficult day. Thriston Lawrence at -3, Sam Burns -3, Russell Henley -3. Xander Schauffele won the PGA Championship at -3. Justin Rose, former major champion, former Olympic champion, -3. Daniel Brown, Englishman, -3. World number one, Scottie Scheffler at -2. Shane Lowry, a tough day today. 6 over par in his round. He finishes at -1. And then at even, Adam Scott, Justin Thomas, and Matthew Jordan, another Englishman. So a very crowded leaderboard heading into the final round tomorrow morning our time at the Open Championship. Meanwhile, the 3M Open comes to the TPC, the Twin Cities, the annual PGA Tour stop. And joining us on the line is Mike Welch, Tournament Director. Mike, good to visit with you on this Saturday.
Hi, Steve. Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Mike, you've got to be excited to see that leaderboard at the Open Championship because a number of those players are scheduled to tee it up on Thursday in Blaine.
Yeah, we're obviously watching with keen interest today, Steve. And yeah, you're right. Three of the top five will be here next week, Monday or Tuesday, depending on if we have a winner out of those. So we're excited. It was great theater today. Obviously, from our perspective, we hope the weather's a little bit different next week, and it looks to be just fine. But yeah, I've had many of those Shane Lowry type of days out in the golf course today. That was not fun for him, but what makes the Open Championship so great.
Yeah, it was a rainy day today at Royal Troon, and then the winds kicked up late in the round and really kind of brought the leaders back. It looked like Lowry was going to run away with it early in his round. He got to -8, finishes at -1 for the tournament. So a lot of fireworks tomorrow morning, and then the big lead up to next week. Let's start number one with the golf course. We've had a lot of rain. Things have dried out lately. I can imagine the TPC of the Twin Cities is in outstanding shape for this event next week.
It is. It was just out in the golf course early this morning, driving around, sitting out in the 18th hole right now, kind of looking at it, and it is. It looks absolutely pristine. What I can tell you is that the rough is extremely high because, to your point, Steve, it's been so wet this spring and early summer. At the same time, you know, I think which is 4 days in a row with no rain, that it's starting to dry out, and so the fairways and the greens are getting firm and fast. And so you put firm and fast greens and fairways along with pretty thick and heavy rough, and I fully expect to not see any Lee Hodges 24-under type of scores this year. I think it's going to fall in line more with what it's been the last few years, where it's, you know, high teen, 17, 18 under, something like that, Steve, because this golf course, I believe, if the weather holds like it says it's going to, is going to play pretty firm and fast next week.
And there are so many holes on the golf course, and changes have been made to the TPC of the Twin Cities over the year. The most noticeable are the changes made to 18. And what a great finishing hole this has become. The risk, the reward. 18 is fraught with peril.
We have a lot of fun on hole 18, Steve.
Yeah.
Last year we added the Stilly Party Deck over on Golfers Right on hole 18 that gives, you know, about 450 fans a really unique perspective of that hole. You know, the pros tee up from 596 yards, and depending on which way the wind is blowing, you know, water comes into play on every single one of their shots. And, you know, last year we started this water ball wall. If you go to a baseball game, you see fans hang K's on the side of the railing every time there's a strikeout. What we started to do last year is we hang W's on the water ball wall every time a ball goes into the water. And so last year we had 88 W's up on the water ball wall, Steve, because we had 88 balls in the water on hole 18. In fact, we have the most balls in the water on any of the 46 tournaments on the PGA Tour schedule. Last year we were at 305 all in of the four rounds, and 18 is the pinnacle and the culmination of that treacherous 13-hole stretch where there's water, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it again this year.
We mentioned there are contenders at the Open that are scheduled to make it to the 3M Open next week at the TPC of the Twin Cities. Let's talk a little bit about the field. You mentioned defending champ Lee Hodges. There are very familiar names, and there's some terrific up-and-coming young players in the field as well.
Yeah, if you look at the top 70 official world golf rankings, we're going to have over a third of that top 70 in our field, and that's the best it's been in 6 years, Steve. So we're excited about just, you know, the top golfers in the world. And again, you know, as you know, we fall in between the Open Championship and then this year the Olympics. So we don't even have a shot at guys like Scottie Scheffler or Xander Schauffele or Colin Morikawa because they're all staying overseas. But to your point, we've always been known, if you remember back in 2019, our three of our six sponsor exemptions were Matthew Wolf, Colin Morikawa, and Victor Hovland. We've always been a tournament, Steve, that looks at the up-and-comers. And so this year, we're super excited to have Neil Shipley and Luke Clanton, who have both were low amateurs at the U.S. Open and Masters, respectively. Luke Clanton has finished T2 and T10 in his last two professional tournaments. We have Michael Thorbjørnsen, who finished T2 at the John Deere Classic. We have local U of M golfer Ben Warrion, who we've given a sponsor exemption to. And then you think about last year's U.S. amateur champion, Nick Dunlap, who, you know, was an amazing story last year, turned pro this year right after he won the Amex as an amateur. He's in our field. And so we have a great mix of the top 70 in the world, and then we have what we think is going to be the next top 70 in the world and probably coming up here pretty quick.
And joining us right now here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Mike Welch, Tournament Director of the 3M Open. And tournament play starts on Thursday, but there's a lot of other events leading up to it. I think sometimes the practice rounds and some of the other events leading up to the start of the tournament are just as much fun as the tournament itself, because you can get up close. For instance, spending time on the practice tee is very interesting to watch these guys get ready for an event.
Well, we've always said this, you know, we have 6.5 miles of front row seats. You know, that's how long our golf course is, and you can get right up to the ropes. And to your point, on Tuesday and Wednesday, the practice rounds Tuesday, Wednesday, RSU's championship pro-am day, those guys interact with the fans. If you remember last year when Justin Thomas was here, he brought an 11-year-old kid who's a member here at TPC onto the 17th hole to hit his tee shot, and little Tommy stuck it 13 feet away from the pin. And that's just awesome stories, and that happens throughout the course on those Tuesday and Wednesdays. And, you know, I do believe that today's athletes are becoming more and more aware that, you know, they have to interact with these fans on their non-competition days. And it is just an awesome sight to see on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you're thinking about coming out Tuesday, Wednesday to the practice round or to the Pro-Am day, those are awesome days to really engage with our 156 players.
And Mike, ticket opportunities. I know there are a number of ticket packages, etc. What is available at this point in time if people want to come out maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, or for the start of tournament play on Thursday through Sunday? How do people get involved? How do they get on the grounds?
Yeah, you just go to 3mopen.com/tickets. You go to 3mopen.com. We have a buy tickets button. You can come out on Tuesday or Wednesday for $25. And remember that kids 15 and under are free courtesy of Cub. And so, again, if you're a family of six like me, you know, and all your kiddos are under 15, you're paying for two adult tickets and you get four tickets for free for your kids. And so that's just really unique in today's sports. And so we want to make sure that we're family friendly. And then if you're an event seeker, on Saturday of 3M Open Week, we are going to have our concert, the post-play party, presented by Post-It. Chris Lane, country music star, will be here. He's going to start playing up on the hill, overlooking 13, 14, and 18, about an hour after round three ends. So, again, for under $100, you can see golf all day Saturday. Come enjoy a 75-minute country music concert, which looks to be going to be a beautiful Minnesota summer evening. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday in your Minnesota summer.
And if people have never been out to the TPC of the Twin Cities, this golf course was designed to make sure that spectators had terrific views of the action. I think that's the genius of a lot of these TPC clubs that maybe folks see on television. But if you've been out to Blaine, there are so many great vantage points in every hole where you can see the players, see the shots.
Well, number one, it's an easy course to walk, and that's really important for fans, and so that is great. And then, you know, you think about shade, right? Because if you are here for the entire day, we have our Northwoods area overlooking hole 18, which is just this grove of beautiful trees, all of our food and beverages down there. Then you go to hole 14 and 15 and 16, great shade there as well. But to your point, a lot of our holes are sort of amphitheater style. The fairways are sunk into raised rough area, raised sides where the rope and stake are. And so it does allow for just natural amphitheater type seating. And it's wonderful. The front nine is all on one side of the course. The back nine is all on the other side of the course. So you can pick and choose. And it's an astute point, Steve. This is a great golf watching golf course.
And finally, people are always concerned about parking. Never had an issue in all my years going out to the TPC of the Twin Cities, whether it was to see the seniors once upon a time, now the regular PGA Tour and the 3M Open. I think the parking, the transportation to get on the grounds is top-notch.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that because we're really proud of it. You park at National Sports Center. It's a $10 fee to park. You get on a nice coach bus, and you make the three-quarters of a mile trip to the front entrance of the 3M Open, which once you're there is where the pro shop is located, fan shop, and then Fan Village and Northwoods, which I mentioned earlier, are about, you know, a driver and a pitching wedge length away from the front entrance of the 3M Open. And so, again, not only is it easily walkable, of course, but our main attractions are all within, you know, 500, 600 yards of the main gate. And that is, again, is very, very unique in the PGA Tour world. And so, again, we're very family friendly. We're friendly if you maybe have a disability and you don't want to walk a long ways. And so we're just excited for Minnesota to come out and show out here next week.
All right, Mike Welch, Tournament Director, joining us once again. Mike, the website, tickets, all the information, once again, 3mopen.com, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Mike, always great to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yep, likewise, Steve. Thanks for the support. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Mike Welch, Tournament Director, 3M Open next week, TPC of the Twin Cities, one of the great annual sporting events in these parts. And PGA Tour used to have a slogan, these guys are good. If you've ever played the game, you know how hard it is. It is absolutely incredible. I still, when majors have come to town or the 3M Open, and you go to the practice tee and watch these guys prepare, you get a feel for how good they are.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.